I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Organisms store their genetic data in DNA, but it is also possible to store other types of data, such as your computer bits, a 1 or a 0 in DNA. You can think of DNA as a chain, where each link is a molecule called a nucleotide. By creating a specific sequence of nucleotides, we can store binary data into a strand of synthetic DNA. Professor Oglitsa Milenkovic, from the University of Illinois, speaks with Evelina Wang to tell us how and why we should store data in DNA.
So DNA, as created by nature, is restricted to using four symbols. Let's just call them ATGC. And with four symbols, you can store 2 bits per symbol because you have four options. So that means 2 bits, 00, for example, for A, 01 for T, 10 for G, and 11 for C. But if you had a larger alphabet, if you could go above 4 symbols, then you would obviously store more than 2 bits of information per symbol. So if you were to use 8 symbols, then you could store 3 bits. And that means even if you do synthesis or if you try to read the content, you're getting more information stored in one molecule. So we were considering this idea of increasing the alphabet size, and that was a process of trial and error, a little bit of help with simulation, and that gave us additional 7 symbols so that now our modified DNA involves 11 different symbols rather than just 4 as natural DNA does.
So how many bits would that give us? Just
so it would be log 2 of 11.
Okay.
So it is more than 3, it's less than 4. So it's
bit of math.
Some number between, right?
So then can you go into a little bit of detail of how you read out a sequence of DNA?
Right. So we don't really need to start from scratch because the research community has been interested in reading DNA content for decades. And we have reached a point where we have a variety of readout systems such as Oxford Nanopore. And with nanopores, what you do is you pass, or in a controlled way, fragments of DNA through a little, let's call it, hole in a membrane. And while the DNA is passing through the hole, every nucleotide creates a different drop in the current or authentic signature output for the nanopores, so that based on the drop in the current, you try to decipher which base passed through the pore or the opening. And usually the pores are fairly small, but still large enough to contain a group of nucleotides. So what you get is a convolved response of a group of nucleotides, usually 4 to 5. And then you use some smart processing technique, most recently machine learning solutions such as convolutional and recurrent neural networks, to decipher the content of the DNA sequence that is passed through pores.
Wow. So this topic of molecular storage is kind of becoming a new hot topic. Could you tell me why would we want to store information in molecules?
So the whole point is that classical recorders, the types that we are used to, they have physical limitations that don't allow us to push higher levels of densities that we are hoping to get, given how much data we are acquiring every day. And the appealing feature of molecular storage platforms, and in particular of DNA-based storage systems, is the fact that to store 2 bits of information, you would need something at the scale of a fraction of a nanometer.
I see. So once you've written your data into this DNA strand, How then do you store it?
It's actually straightforward. That's another advantage of DNA-based storage platforms. DNA is a very robust media. The way we store the actual DNA content is usually we put it in a fridge or a freezer, and that's it. So everybody can do it.